Hi PMP aspirants, this is Rekha from Kalpataru Consulting. In this episode, you will know how to identify the gap in your PMP preparation. When you're reading the books, ensure that you understand the concepts. You may not be able to recollect what you read after some time or after few hours. It's okay. That is normal. Don't worry about it. But ensure you understand the concepts while reading. Try to take short notes and highlight the terms in your book. The short notes and the highlights works like a refresher for you when you look again into those pages. After reading the books, it's time to practice questions. When you practice question, don't blindly keep taking test after test or repeat the same test again and again. Once you take a test, please review the answers. That is, what is your answer and what is the correct answer and the justification for it. When you review, you should analyze yourself. Why were you not able to answer the questions correctly? There can be only four possibilities. First possibility, you may not have read the questions properly. Second, you may not have read the options properly. The third, you may have not interpreted the question or the options properly. Fourth one, there is a knowledge gap. Of the four options, the most likely reason can be the first two. That is, either you have not read the question properly or the options properly, which means you were in a hurry and came to a quick conclusion. If you do not analyze yourself but keep reading the books again and again, or if you keep taking the test again and again, it is not going to help you. Analyze yourself, bridge the gap and proceed. I hope you understood how to practice the questions. All the very best, soon to be PMP certified professionals. Listen to my upcoming episodes on PMP concepts. Thank you for listening to this episode on how to practice your question bank.